We are learning Masechet Erevim Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top, beginning of the line. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Lo Yishanu Ela Lamalos Avalish Beirasa. This heter that we gave, that on a gezustara you have a porch, and you make these mechitzas, and through those mechitzas you get water. You stick the pail down through mechitzas into the water, and you let it bring water up. That is only to bring water up. And special heter, even though the mechitza doesn't reach the water, but mechitza clearly works for water. But to pour water there, that means to pour the waste water through the hole, that is also. Why? Because the river then automatically brings it away from the mechitza, and it turns out you're carrying to a karmelis. Therefore, lishbech is also. And even though it's not really a mechavin, you're trying to put it right here, but lemaisa, that's the Allah. Lishbech is also according to Sman Yama. Maskullah, Rav Shizbi. Oh, it's a chitzit tluya, right. The whole head is by mayim.
Cool, because you have to drink water.
Right.
To get rid
of water. Yeah, so they didn't give the, you know, they give the cooler out. Here they didn't, but the reason is because the water brings it away. So mask of Allah, Rav Shizbi, v'chimim, ma bein zeh l'uka. Why is this different than a uka? What's a uka? Uka is the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says that if you have a chatzar that's less than 4 amos, if you have a chatzar more than 4 amos or more, you let it pour your water into your chatzar because it's big enough to hold your water. But let's say your chatzar is smaller than 4 amos or 4 amos. You have to make a little uka, you make a little pool in your chatzar, and the water settles there, and it won't go to Rosh Hashanah. But the halacha is, even if that pool got filled up already from water, you still allowed to pour water into your chatzar. It's going to go into Rosh Hashanah. It's not a problem because it's not mechavin. So the question is, why is the uka different than our Gemara here? Just like by the uka, we allow you to pour water into your chatzar, into your courtyard, even though the pool is full and it's going to shiravim. Here also, you should be allowed to pour it down into those mechitzas, even though the nahar will grab it, will schlep it away. Why is it even an uka, which you're allowed to pour water into your chatzar, even though the uka is full? The Gemara answers, hani tami, taimi, v'hani loy taimi. The Gemara says that there, when you pour water onto the ground, onto your chatzar, usually it gets swallowed up into and absorbed into the karka. So therefore, when you pour it, you're planning on having it absorbed here. And even if at the end of the day it goes out, it's not your machshava, and it wasn't what you're trying to do. It's enem echaven. But here, you know, when you pour water into a river, if a shore gets pulled out, so therefore it's worse. It's like similar to saying like a psik resha. There, your machshava is, and that's what your plan is, to get absorbed in the karka, when you pour water into the karka. If the pool is full and the karka doesn't absorb, it'll go out into Shusha Rabim. That's not my machshava. Masha'inkein, when you pour something into your mechitzis, into the river, it's 100% that the nahar will schlep it out. And therefore, this man yama holds, it's a problem, and it's not similar to uka. But we have another girsa. Ikadamri, Omer Rabba Rav Huna, don't say that only let shep water, take water out from these mechitzas, but pouring out. Alishbech nami shari, it's mutter also to pour water into here. Amar Rav Shizbi pshita, hainu uka, same thing like uka, it's enem achaven. So what's the problem? Ma'u de teima hani taimi hani taimi. Maybe you would think the story that we just said before, that by uka, it gets absorbed in the ground, in the courtyard. But here, it doesn't get absorbed, it goes straight there. You would think you say that as far as the chilek, kamash v'lon, this halacha that is allowed, this halacha, that you're allowed to pour water through your mechitzas, that is allowed. And then the reason is because that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to pour water out of my house into these mechitzas, and the river slaps it along. That's not what I'm trying to do. So therefore, that is not a problem. And that's how Takwe Paskin, that you're allowed to do. You let it bring water in, you let it bring water out. That's how we pask Alach Lamaisa in this case. It says the lashon of the mechaber is v'kivin she'osa mechitza mutarim gam lishbech mimena. You also could pour out once it's a din mechitza and it's a kosher mechitza. We matter mechitza tluya f'mayim. You also let it pour out the water through there. It goes out of the mechitzas. That's already in the mechaber. So the Gemara writes it's in the Mishnah v'chein shnei gezustrois that zu lemaylam azu. So the halacha in the Mishnah was that we had a few times in the Gemara. There were two porches. One was higher than the other one, and the higher one made these mechitzas in order to bring water up to the platform. And the bottom one did not make his mechitzes. So the bottom one's using the top one as well. It says, Shtei Masura is Achi Arva. They both also do it till Arva. What was the reason? We said, explain the reason is, because that water that has those mechitzes around it are like a Shushayachid that belongs to two people. So therefore you need an Erev. Because you made these mechitzas, like it's got going down to the water, and we're both using this water, so that's what makes it into a place that we both use, and it's a problem of that needs an Erev. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, lo yishana b'smucha. It's only if these two platforms are close to each other. Al mefuleges, but if they're separated from each other by four tefachim, el yoyna muteres, the upstairs one is mutter. And the downstairs guy does not aser on the el yoyna. What's the pshat? V'rav l'tamei, d'amar Rav, it's Rav, according to Rav's reasoning on the other day, d'amar Rav, ein odom oisach aver derech aver. Rav holds that if someone has a shtamshus directly, and the other person has to go dalat amis across, he has to go dalat amis horizontally, that is a problem. That does not ask the other guy. Because that for him, that's like not a normal shtamshus, and therefore that shtamshus does not answer the other person's shtamshus. Since the yoyna is direct, and he has to go across for tefachim to be mishtamish, he does not ask the other guy. It's called oisra chaver derech avir. Rav holds ein odom oisra derech avir. Not like Shmuel holds that yeah, oisa adma achver derech aver. Omer Rava, Omer Rav Chia, Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yosef. Either Omer Rav Chia or Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says like this: Yesh gezel b'Shabbos, v'chur v'machz l'bayim. Yesh gezel b'Shabbos would mean that let's say I am using always a certain churva that belongs to you. I always use it, so you would think maybe that we don't need an eriv. I'm allowed to carry the eriv on Shabbos because that's mine. I'm using it the whole week. I say no one stop me. The chiddush is yesh gezel b'Shabbos means that Shabbos comes and says you're stealing and it really belongs to the other guy. You need an eriv for that. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to your friend. You need an eriv. That's what yesh gezel b'Shabbos means. And v'churva machz l'baylim, I'm saying the opposite. The opposite. Yesh gezel b'Shabbos means that I keep it. If I'm using this churva the whole week and then and it belongs to someone else, it's called yesh gezel b'Shabbos. It's considered mine. I don't need eriv. V'churva machz l'baylim means the other way around. That it goes back to the Baalim on Shabbos because it really doesn't belong to me. So again, Yesh Gezel B'Shabbos means if I'm using the Churva the whole week, even though it's not mine, and the guy never stopped me, it's like Hilu, it's mine, I don't need an Erev. And Churva Machzel B'Shabbos means that Shabbos comes, it really belongs to him. So the problem is it's a stira here. So the memory was like this: Yesh Gezel B'Shabbos, which means that I use the whole week makes it like it's belonged to me. The Churva Machzel B'Shabbos means that on Shabbos, it's considered that it belongs to the other person because it really belongs to him. So, Frank the Marakasha, Hagufa Kasha, Amrit Yesh Gezel B'Shabbos. He said that Gezel B'Shabbos Alma Kanya. Looks like it's Kilu, he's Koinet. And therefore, he does not need Erev. V'chorva Machz L'Bailim, Alma Loi Kanya, you're not Koinet, you do need Erev. So, it's a stira, the whole memra is a stira, one word to another word. It's a contradiction from the beginning to the end. Hachakama, this is how you read it. Yesh Din Gezel B'Shabbos, there is a Din Gezel. Not that you own it, there's a Din Gezel. It's Siddig Zela. Ketzad. The churva machz l'baylim, because the halacha is that if you're using the churva all week, it goes back to the baylim. So al kaponim, if someone is using let's say you have some kind of empty space and you don't ever use it, and this guy uses it all the time, it's still Shabbos comes and needs the erev, because even though he's the only one using it, l'maisa belongs to him, and therefore it is a problem and you need the erev. Omer Rava, umasvina shmeitzim. And on this shmeitz they say that yesh din gezel b'Shabbos, which means that it goes b'sod the real owner. And even though I'm using it, it goes with the real owner, so they have a kash on this. It says in our Mishnah, and it says, the El Yoyna made the mechitza, right? He paid for the mechitza. The bottom guy, Tachtoina, is using your mechitza to get water. We say, Shnei Masuris. They're close enough, Shnei Masuris. What do you mean? It's my water hole. What are you, you're using my water hole, like, why are you asering on me? It's that's Gzela. And we said, Yesh Din Gezel B'Shabbos. So it's a good kash. Why is it asur? It's my water, my mechitza, for the water hole. They both paid for the mechitza. It was not gazel here. They both paid for the mechitza. Since they both paid for the mechitza, therefore I asur on you. It's mashma and the Mishnah. The only reason why it's asur is because the Elyoyna made a mechitza and the Tachtoina did not make a mechitza. But it's mashma. In the same case, where they both paid for the Elyoyna, if the Tachtoina made a mechitza, it still would be, then the Aliyah would not be awesome. What do you mean? If I paid for it, it's mine also. So why isn't that a problem? It should be Shteim Asuras, because we both own that. Yachi ki osu l'tachtoina, if the bottom one also made a mechitza, so now it should be awesome also, because we just said, the reason why it's awesome is because they both paid for it. And so they both have rights on it. They both own it. It's not a gezel, they both own it. So then why, if the Tachtoina made it, Mashna Mishnah, also Yerim Al-Yisrael Tanah Shnei Masturis, but if also Tachtoina, it's not also, why not? So the Gemara came to also Tachtoina, since the Tachtoina made his own Mechitza, Goli daita danom hadach lo nichlen. It's clear he's saying I don't want to use yours. You only make the mechitzas for Shabbos. And if he made it for Shabbos, his own mechitzas, he's obviously saying I don't want to write in yours. I'm giving up my rights in yours, and therefore I'm only use mine. And therefore, it's not shtei masuras. Ad kan, the explanation of our mishnah of gezustara, the mechitzas tliya, and the platforms. Now we're going to go into a new discussion, which we touched on a few minutes ago. That if you have a chatzah, in those days you had to get rid of the water, the wastewater, and those type of things. They poured it onto the ground. And the shaila is, when you pour something onto the ground, it goes to shirabim, or you pour it directly to shirabim, that's a real problem. You're carrying from shirach to shirabim. So what's the etzah? So the Mishnah says like this. Chatzah shehi pechusa ma'arba amis, a chatzah that's less than 4 amis by 4 amis, ein shoifchim v'seichem mayim v'shabbos. You can't pour your wastewater into your courtyard on Shabbos. Why not? Because it's going to go into the Rosh Hashanah. So Elam Kain also lo uka machzekes sasayim min haneke v'lamata. You have to make a uka, which is a little pool that can hold 2 sa'a of water, which is the normal use, how much a person uses a day of wastewater is 2 sa'a. He has to make a pool that size, and it has to hold that much water from the water from the hole of this pool to the bottom. You can make it inside the chatzah or right directly outside the chatzah. And it comes out when you pour water in your chatzah, it goes into the pool. But if it's outside, you have to cover it. But inside, you don't have to cover it. Now, why do you have to cover it in the outside? So Rashi explains, because if this pool is sitting in shirabim, so you didn't gain anything. You're pouring something to your chatzah, going to this pool, which is sitting right outside your chatzah, in shirabim, so what are you gaining? So he says, if you cover it, that makes it a makam tur. That's what Rashi says. Now, it's a big shaila what that means, if you cover it, cause makam tur. The Ritva learns pshat that since it's covered, so it becomes like churei reshus yachid. It becomes like a hole to reshus yachid, because it's open to reshus yachid, and it's covered the rest, it becomes like a churei reshus yachid, and therefore becomes reshus yachid. That's the Ritva learns. The other way to learn will be in the Shaila Moslem like that, and the Beis Meir, is that we're talking about a makam that's a makam tur, it's 6 tvachim deep and it's 2 tvachim wide, so it's a makam tur. So why do you have to cover it? So anyway, it's mutter, why do I have to cover it? He says a practical reason why I have to cover it, because if you don't cover it, twigs and dirt will get into it and it'll raise up until it gets level almost to a shirabim, with 3 tvachim of shirabim. Therefore, you have to cover it for that. There's happened to be other Rishonim and Paiskim say the reason why you cover it, partially because it's a barbish rabbin, but you have to cover it. It has nothing to do with being a Rishos. But Al-Kapanim, either way, this pool works, even outside, we have to cover it. So that's the first halacha of the Mishnah. If a chatzar, they want to pour wastewater in it, you have to have a little pool to hold the water. Lezav Yaakov Eimer, a similar halacha, but this person was a little more professional. He had a bib. A bib is this like pipe. It's like a pipe that holds water. Shu kamur, and it's covered. Abba amas shirabim, 4 amas shirabim, shoyfchim l'soychim ayam shabbos. You'll let it pour water into it on Shabbos, from your chatzah. You have this pipe that goes out of your house, and it goes all the way down to the shirabim, and it goes out of the city, this pipe. But the first 4 amas next to your chatzah is covered. So that makes it like with Ritva learns, it's a churei reshus yachid. You're allowed to pour water into it. And why do you need 4 amas? So Rashi learns the reason why you need 4 amas is because it has to be able to absorb 2 sa'a of water. And therefore, you need 4 amas. Just like a chatzah is 4 by 4, here also you need a bib that's 4 amas. That's what Rashi learns. So bib should come out of Shabbos. Shayim was like a man Shabbos. You pour water into the Shabbos. But Chum argue. Chum say, I feel a gag a chatzah mei ama. Even though your roof where this pipe is attached from your roof to the Shabbos, or the chatzah, the courtyard, has this pipe going to Shirabim's bib, even if it's mei amas, 100 amas long. So the time it gets to Shirabim is after 100 amas, you're still not allowed to do it. Apiya bib, I feel God chatzah mei amas, like, loishpach apiya bib, you can't do it, you can't pour there, because it comes out to Shirabim. So what's the reason why it's awesome? So the way Rashi learns over here, which is not the maskara of the Gemara, is that because you're like sending it directly to Shirabim. Since this path goes directly, this little pipe goes directly to Shirabim, so it's not like it's going by itself. It's like I'm sending it out that way. That's what I'm mechaven to do, and that's why it's a problem. That's why it's also that's the pshat according to Rashi over here, because he says that it looks like I want to. Look, people say, look, you're trying to send things out to Shirabim. That's how he learns. I read Rashi in the Lashon. Rashi says, "Kim v'gufei koshafek." Since you're pouring into this pipe alone, "Mekalchi lehedya" goes directly over koyach l'shirabim. People say, see, you're doing this. You want to go out, they'll think that you let a poor thing straight into Shurabim. Even though Be'etzim what you're doing is not a problem, because we said again, this pipe is not a Shurabim. So really, to pour something into a pipe is not really me'ikara than a problem. But people will say, you let a poor thing into Shurabim, because you look at this guy's house, he's pouring water straight into Shurabim. So that would be the Gzera. The Royim will say, look, this guy's pouring things straight into Shurabim. That's what Chum say, it's awesome. But what could you do if you're chum? Shayfichu legag, you could pour your water onto your roof, and then from the roof it goes to the pipe. That's fine. My mayim yirin lebib, and the mayim goes to the bib. That's fine. Zokta mishtavaita. Going back on the idea that we need that if you have a chotzer, this whole idea they need a pool or you need a bib even is only if your chotzer is smaller than 4 amos by 4 amos. But if your chotzer is less than 4 amos, it's only if your chotzer is less than 4 amos by 4 amos. But if your chotzer is more than 4 amos by 4 amos, you're allowed to pour water into your courtyard. If your courtyard is more than 4 amos by 4 amos, you can pour water in the courtyard. Why? Because the water will get absorbed in your courtyard. Zok the Mishnah, chotzer v'achsadra mistarf l'avamis. Both a chotzer and the achsadra, you have in your in front of your house a courtyard and a little porch, closed-in porch, and they're both level, the same level. You can pour water there because they're both mistarf l'avamis by avamis. Well, tomorrow we'll elaborate a tiny bit on the halacha. Then the halacha in this mishnah. V'chein shtei diyotis zuk neged zuk. Let's say you have two porches across each other. Picture a chotzer. It's less than 4 amos by 4 amos, so it needs a uka. But two people live in this chotzer across from each other. Zuk neged zuk. Miksas masa uka. The people of the right side of the chotzer, of the small tiny chotzer, made a uka next to the house. Miksas masa uka. The other side did not make a uka. The people who made a uka is mutter. The people who did not make a uka are asur. And tomorrow we'll explain what's pshat on that. Because you have your chot less than 4 amos, but you have a uka. But for some reason, only the people who made the uka can use it. The people who did not make a uka can use it. And the Gemara will elaborate on that and discuss that.